Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
What's up, fam? It's Dr. O here, and I wanted to express my unequivocal support for the trans community. And I want to make sure that all of us out there are speaking up, being vocal, being active in your support for this community. This is a targeted group in this country. And look, I'm a black man in America. When we look at the rise in hate crimes, consistently black people are number one. This isn't a conversation about who's oppressed more and so on and so forth. But for anyone here watching this or listening to this who's been part of an oppressed group, you know the signs. And you know the signs of what it's like to be targeted. And when you look at the trans community, extremely, I don't even know the percentage, extremely small percentage of America's population, people are actively trying to, and I'm very serious in the language that I'm using, destroy and exterminate an actual group of human beings. If you go back to the CPAC conference and you listen to some of the language that were used, you gotta ask yourself the question, what if they said some of these things about any other group, black people, Jewish people, Latinos? Would you be quiet? Would you be silent? And then you go into the unfortunate and tragic shooting of what happened in Nashville. And yes, the shooter was trans. And people like Donald Trump Jr. are using their platform to actually say things like the majority of mass shooters are trans people. And people like Marjorie Taylor Greene introducing legislation to keep kids safe. What does that mean? What does that mean to keep kids safe from trans kids? I remember, I believe it was Vladimir Putin or leaders like him saying something to the effect a few years ago, I don't have a problem with gay people as long as they stay away from our kids, right? In that moment, equating being gay with being a pedophile. People are looking at people who are part of the trans community as if they're some type of sexual predators and all of this. And then you add the other things that are happening with the LGBT community, like people working to do more, spend more, like in Tennessee, to ban drag shows and to ban assault rifles. And it's an incremental situation. You see in Florida where a teacher got fired or an administrator got fired because they showed the Michelangelo's David and he's naked and, you know, obviously the statue that we've all seen, and people are attributing it to porn, and then the conversations come out about grooming. Look, the trans community is at the forefront of people who are being assaulted as it relates to this anti-LGBTQ backlash that is happening right now. And we need to stand in solidarity with them. I'm somebody, I've met trans students. I have trans students. I know trans people. And this mentality of how the way that people are targeting them, introducing legislation across the country to ban, you know, the care that they need to get medically and the like. We can't do that. We can't sit here and watch this happen. And I know that there are real conversations that need to be had, whether as it relates to trans athletes and in schools and the like. Yes, those conversations can be had, but we need to start as a departure point in that we need to support this community. And too many people who are trans are committing suicide, not because someone's trying to say, oh, some people more likely to commit suicide if they're trans. No. It's more likely to commit suicide if they're trans because of what society is doing to them. The violence, the ignorance, the hate, the banning, the pushing them out of schools. Those are the reasons that can drive people to want to take their lives. And so I'm asking all of you, what are you going to do? What statement are you going to make? Are you going to call your congressperson? We live in other states. Call another senator or congressperson and make sure that they're fighting to protect this community. This is another group of human beings. And yes, it's in human beings' nature to target people. It's what we do. And so those of us who study history, those of us who have lived with different types of persecution or oppression in our lives, we need to know the signs and we need to stop it. Again, we can have conversations about who Wellesley College will admit and all of that other type of stuff. Those are conversations to be had, but they can't be conversations that are based in oppression, that are based in these people don't have the right to be here. These people should be gone. We should do better. We have to do better. And it doesn't matter whether you know somebody who's trans or not. You can be next to somebody right now that you didn't know was a different gender because they choose not to share that, and that's their business, right? So what? I'm just looking for a call for common humanity. I'm looking for us to be upstanders and not bystanders. And really, at the end of the day, if you really believe in common humanity, you can't be selective about it. You cannot be selective about it. And you may not know a single trans person. You may not have any involvement or connection to the community, but just know that there's another group of human beings that is being persecuted right now, and they could use your voice. Everybody talks about being an ally. I talk about being a partner. And to me, being a partner is deeper than being an ally, because an ally is like a fan, in my opinion, that goes to the game, cheers on their team, and they go home, whatever happens, whether their team wins or loses. A partner is in the game fighting because they realize that, as Dr. King said, none of us are free until all of us are free. So I'm identifying myself as a partner to the trans community, and I'm putting myself in a position where I'm letting people know that this is a community that I stand up for. And I hope that you will do the same, because if not, your silence is compliance. You are either part of the solution or you are part of the problem. There is no more middle ground, if there ever was. So get out there and be an upstander for peace, be an upstander for the trans community, and be an upstander for finding common ground in these uncommon times. Be an upstander for humanity. Peace.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.